Well, John Kecko is a Republican, and I think he, at least for now, is sticking with his political party to oppose any further investigation of Donald Trump. Anthony Brindisi is a Democrat, but he's a fairly moderate to even conservative Democrat, and I think he is responding, at least in part, to his belief that people in his district are not keen on the idea of impeachment. And there's one other point to make, which is the official impeachment inquiry is now beginning, but it's going to be going on for some period of months in the future, even if it's just a few months. And at the end of that inquiry, when it comes up with recommendations and results, those recommendations and results might change the minds of some members of Congress who today say they oppose formal impeachment.
And then, too, how much would you say, to the extent, is Biden dragged into all of this?
Well, former Vice President Biden certainly is being dragged into this because Trump has been expressly trying to get information about him through the Ukraine. And it's actually taken Biden a while to really respond expressly to it, which he has done now in the last day or two. And one would expect nothing less, after all, because he's, you know, he views this as an effort to sully his reputation and an effort that is outside the normal political bounds of what a sitting president in the past would have ever done. So, sure, Joe Biden is being brought into this, as is his son in some sense, but it's important also to remember that the charges or the questions raised by President Trump have been examined and vetted in months gone by. And in fact, the evidence we have indicates pretty much the opposite of what President Trump is charging. That is that when Joe Biden was vice president under Obama, he actively avoided engaging in any intermixing of his vice presidential duties with the things that his son was doing. And indeed, his son was brought into this board of directors of this Ukraine company to clean up the company, not the reverse. So no surprise that Biden would have things to say about this and that he would be agitated and upset by the way this has unfolded from the actions of President Trump.
The idea of the impeachment, but going further than that, the entire investigation. Do you think that this final transcript is really where the cup is totally full for him and for his presidency and his administration?
Well, I think this Ukraine episode is the tipping point. That does not mean that President Trump has not committed any prior impeachable offenses. In fact, a fair number of constitutional scholars argued that he was in violation of constitutional obligations, for example, regarding the Emoluments Clause in the Constitution of Article 1, Section 9, and that he was involved in violating that principle since he took office in 2017. So there have certainly been other constitutional claims rising to the level of impeachment or impeachable offenses that critics have raised, and they are certainly credible claims. Now, they have not been systematically investigated, at least not to come to a conclusion, because the Congress has been, the House of Representatives has been controlled by the Democrats only since January of this year, and the Republicans, of course, have had no interest in conducting such investigations. So this particular event, I think, there's enough known about it now. It raises enough concerning and even alarming questions that I think more and more people are coming to the conclusion that it's time to begin a formal impeachment inquiry. And I think Speaker Nancy Pelosi's decision to do this is really the kind of finger in the wind, indicating that the winds have changed quite sharply in just the last few days.